Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. We have a lot of ships on our Columbia River ship schedule today, 22 of them. I'll tell you about them in just a minute. And our marine weather forecast, it's looking pretty good. Overall, we have high pressure over the Northeast Pacific that's going to persist through the week, resulting in a fairly benign period of winds and seas. So we'll see how long that lasts. Today, we have north winds 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 knots. So it could be a little bit breezy out there, but wind waves are from the north 3 feet at 4 seconds apart and west swells 2 feet at 10 seconds apart. So pretty relatively low sea heights. And areas of dense fog before sunrise. We've had foggy conditions recently. Prompted a listener question about the sounds they were hearing on the river and where they were located, where they were coming from, these foghorn sounds. And so we're going to talk about that today a little bit. It's still a bit foggy out there on the Columbia, so we'll see how that clears up today. First, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 5 inbounders, 6 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 11 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river was the Teal Bulker. We had some early morning arrivals, way early in the morning. She arrived from South Korea, probably past Astoria, around 1:30 a.m. on her way to Longview to anchor there. She's picking up wheat at the port of Longview, so probably arrived in Longview by about 5 a.m. And speaking of fog, last night I was awake for some reason around 1:30, and I was just sort of lying there thinking, and I heard a foghorn, and this was the foghorn on the ship, probably the Teal Bulker coming in and sounding her horn in the fog to let other vessels know that she was there. So we'll talk about that and what you might be hearing during these foggy times. Next inbound is the Marietta, arriving from China, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point on the Washington side of the ship channel. She arrived there probably around 3 a.m. The African Sanderling, a Sanderling, as far as I know, is a bird. Offshore, she's arriving from offshore, headed for the Kalama Anchorage. She's going to be picking up wheat there at Kalama, probably past Astoria around 7 a.m., so another early arrival, and will be in Kalama by about noontime. The Theodore Oldendorf is arriving from offshore, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage. She's picking up wheat. Probably arrived there around noontime. The Nautical Hillary is arriving from China, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage, going to the Port of Portland to pick up soda ash. Probably will pass Astoria in the early to mid-afternoon and get to Vancouver by about 8:30 in the evening. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have some ships heading upriver. We've had some ships sitting out there for quite a while, you know, a week or so or longer. A lot of those ships are heading upriver today. The Sunisa Nari headed for Portland to pick up wheat, leaving around 7:30, probably in Portland around 2 p.m. The Derby headed for Kalama to pick up corn, soy, maybe wheat, leaving around 10 a.m., could be in Kalama by 3 p.m. The Rhea is headed to Vancouver to pick up wheat, probably around 11 a.m. That would put her in Vancouver by about 5 p.m. The Pictor 7 is headed for Kalama to pick up wheat, leaving around 1 p.m., arriving in Kalama, rather, around 6 p.m. And the Wise Young and the Gracia Universalis are awaiting orders in the Astoria Anchorage. And our outbounders, well, we have a lot of ships today. The Ivory Arrow is leaving Portland. She's a car carrier with Hondas on board. Could also have some Fords there, U.S.-made cars headed to Asia. So she's leaving about 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. The Diamond Stars is leaving Portland with soda ash around 7 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1 p.m. The Global Gold is leaving Portland with potash on board, leaving around 7:30 in the morning. Could pass Astoria outbound around 1:30. The Celsius Monaco is leaving Portland she's a petroleum tanker, leaving around 10:30 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4:30 p.m. The Overseas Boston is leaving Portland. I think she has some sort of refined petroleum on board around 10:30, also passing Astoria around that same time. But ships that are traveling generally at the same time on the river keep a big margin of safety between them, a couple miles at least. So if anything happens, the other ship has time to react. And things that can happen are engine problems. We've had engines can be kind of fluky on bulk carriers, especially some of those older ships. Sometimes something happens and the engine just kind of shuts down. And that leaves the ship in a pretty vulnerable position. So to be able to respond to things like that, ships keep a wide margin between one another. The Atlantic Clover is leaving Longview Petcoke on board, leaving around 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. The Grand Mercury is leaving Portland. She's a car carrier with Toyotas on board, heading out of the Port of Portland about 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. And the Sage Danube is leaving Vancouver carrying wheat, leaving around 3:30, maybe 9:30, you'll see her pass Astoria. The Agra Marina leaving Kalama with wheat on board, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria around 10. And the June Loom leaving Kalama with some kind of grain, agricultural product, corn, soy, or wheat on board around 5:30 p.m. That would put her past Astoria around 10:30. Well, fog signals. This is kind of fun to talk about. Ships use sound and sight a lot to communicate, and they have a lot of really sophisticated equipment on board these days that helps them tell where they are in relation to one another, but they still use these signals that have been around for generations. Now, from the perspective of us on land, ships make sounds sometimes, and we hear them. They're mostly those horn sounds. In fog especially, it's a specialized situation where ships really can't see sometimes very far in front of themselves at all, and other vessels can't see them. So in fog, in foggy conditions, you are hearing ships letting other vessels know that they are there. So these are signals designed for other vessels to hear. So any horn blast a ship makes ever is essentially saying, hey, 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 pay attention. And then depending on the pattern of the horn blast, it tells people on board what's happening. It's part of the rules of the road that mariners know this. So there are a number of variations on horn signals, but for today, at least let's start with fog and other conditions of low visibility other than regular nighttime when you can actually see quite a ways in the dark if you know what to look for. So if it's foggy out, you're likely to hear a ship that's under power traveling on the river, a signal of one long blast every 2 minutes to indicate their changing position as they move through the water. So if you were out on a boat and you heard one blast, and then you waited 2 minutes and heard another blast, that's a ship traveling in those foggy conditions, letting other vessels know, here I am, here I am. So that is generally what you're going to hear in these foggy conditions. I believe at one time there might have been fog signals on land at some of the lighthouses here in years past, but at the moment, at least to my understanding, the only fog signals that you're going to hear are on vessels generally going by. Now, vessels there are variations on this pattern. A vessel under power that just stopped for some reason, is not moving, has a different blast pattern, two long blasts every 2 minutes. And any boat that is restricted in its ability to move, so maybe a fishing boat that's fishing, one long blast and two short blasts. So there are variations on this thing and on this pattern, and mariners understand that. But for the purposes of those of us who are standing on the shore listening, that sound that you hear during the fog is a ship saying, hey, 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 here I am. Pay attention. So that's basically the short answer there. Other sounds that you might hear on the Astoria waterfront if you're just going about your business are five blasts, and that means a ship is looking in front of it or around it and seeing another vessel that it does not understand its intentions. A small boat that might be in its way, something like that. So if you hear those five blasts, you know that a ship is saying, hey, 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 pay attention, let me know what you're doing, or actually, in many cases, please get out of the way because I can't maneuver for those big ships in the channel. So those are probably the two most likely. You might hear three blasts occasionally. That's a ship backing up, letting other vessels know it's going in reverse, and those are the most likely candidates for ship sounds. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. Thanks for listening. I'm Joanne Rideout. Have a great day.